Good to see everybody that's made their way out to church tonight. Thank you for all the visitors that are here, some faces that I haven't seen in quite some time. Me and Christy were talking for just a second. It has been a long time since we've seen each other, which is true. I've been a little bit over a year. And it made me sit up here and I started thinking about when I was a little kid, and I used to stand behind here and I would read devotions in the morning. And now I'm 19, and I'm standing up in front of the church and I'm preaching. The time flies, goes by very, very quickly. And it doesn't ever really seem to slow down. It always seems to speed up little by little, which is why we have to be ready to listen to what God wants us to do in our lives. I got called to preach when I was 16. Most of y'all know that. But if I would have waited until I was 19 or 20 or 25 years old to accept that call, that would have been a number of years that I would have lost in the ministry because I chose not to listen to what God wanted me to do. And that's nothing that I've done that's been great by any means. I'm not trying to boast myself. But to listen to what God wants us to do seems to be very, very difficult sometimes because there's so much in the world that we allow to stack up in front of us and God, between us and God. It's kind of like if you and somebody else are standing in a room and you're talking to each other. You can hear each other perfectly fine. But the second that you step out of that room, you can't quite hear them as well. And then you close the door. You really can't hear them. And you walk down the hallway. You can't hear them at all. It's the same thing with us in our relationship with God. Is that we can allow so many barriers like doors and walls and hallways to stand between us and God. And it's about walking down that hallway, opening up that door, and trying to walk and be as close to God as we can. Bible teaches us that God talks in a still, sweet voice. It's very peaceful. It's very, very peaceful. But it says that He whispers. It's hard to hear somebody when they're whispering unless you're really listening. Unless you really open up your ears to hear them, you can't. You can't. So every day of our lives, we can't allow stuff to just build up and build up and build up. We always have to be listening. And that's the point that I'm trying to make tonight. If you have your Bibles and you want to turn with me to Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. It's a very familiar reading. We've all heard this story before. It's about Peter and Jesus, how Jesus walks across the sea and Peter walks to Jesus. It says, and straight away Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water and go to Jesus. I'm going to stop right there for just a second. Try to picture yourself in a boat in the middle of the ocean. And all of a sudden, you see a man walking across. It'd be a little intimidating, it'd be a little bit strange, would it not? But then he tells you who he is, and you find out that it's Jesus. And all Jesus said to Peter was, come. One word was, come. And Peter said, okay. And Peter takes that step, and he starts to walk on the water. And it says, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. It ceased. The second that they stepped back into the ship, all the problems, all the weather, everything that was going on around them ceased. Stop. Can you imagine a storm in the middle of the ocean just dropping? I don't think that God or Jesus said anything. I don't think that he made some big show about it. I think he stepped onto that boat and the water just dropped. And that was it. And it was Peter that had the faith, just a little bit of faith, to listen to what Jesus was saying to him, to take that step. And then he got a little bit scared. And he saw all the things that were going on around him. And he started to sink because his faith started to dim just a little bit, just like our faith seems to do on a daily basis. Something happens and we get a little bit scared, we get a little bit nervous about what's going on around us, don't we? Say, well, you know, financially I'm not doing so well, you know, with my friends and I aren't having such good relationships, whatever it may be. But when we walk close to Jesus, when we walk close to Jesus and we listen to what he wants us to do, it becomes much easier. And he's going to be there to stretch forth his hand like he teaches us right there in that verse. He's going to stretch forth his hand. He's going to grab you. And he's going to save you. He's going to pull you out of whatever the problem may be every single time. But all we have to do is listen. All we have to do is listen. There's a lot of stories in the Bible that we read, and a lot of people consider them to just be stories. They just look at the Bible and it's just a book, and that's all it is. And I've heard me say that before. But these aren't just stories that somebody wrote down. This isn't just something that somebody made up in their mind and wrote down on some pages and it became popular. All these stories are true. If you want to turn with me to Joshua chapter 6, I'm going to read another story about another man who listened. Joshua chapter 6. It says, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city and all ye men of war and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. So what God's commanding Joshua to do is to walk around this city one time every day for 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. So 6 days, walk around it one time every day. But on the 7th day, to walk around it 7 times. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. So God just told Joshua, think about this. If God came to you today and said, go walk around the city. Go walk around the city that's built by walls. There's walls around the city. And when you blow a horn and you scream after the 7th day, after you've walked around 7 times on the 7th day, the walls are going to fall down. Does that not sound crazy? But it happened. Because Joshua had the faith to go and tell his people what they were supposed to do. They all listened. They all had the receptive ear to listen to what God was telling them to do. God has a plan. Every situation of life, no matter how small, no matter how big it may seem, he has a plan. Right there, he has a plan. And Joshua listened. What ended up happening was they did that, and the walls fell down, just like God said. So when God tells us to do something every day of our life, no matter what we think, no matter what we want to do, we listen. That's what we need to do. Because after all, he is God. He is not a God. He is not one of the gods. He is God. He's the creator. He knows right. And he's never made a mistake. So if he tells you that you're lost, if he lets you know that you're lost, listen. Because he's not lying to you.
Amen.
If he tells you that you're separated from him and that you don't really know him, listen. Because you don't. He's not going to confuse you. He's not going to set some barrier there just to trick you to make things a little bit more difficult. He's going to take that barrier and set it aside. And he just wants you, like Peter did, to take that step. He'll reach out his hand and he'll save you every single time. But you have to be willing to make that step as a lost person. You have to be willing to just surrender. I believe Peter really was willing to just sacrifice himself at that moment. To think that he was going to be able to walk on that water. He was willing to just sacrifice and just give it all up. And that's the point that you have to get to. That's the point that you have to get to when you're lost, is you have to be willing to just sacrifice everything. Just lay it all down. There's a song that Bobby Bradley wrote. We sang it up at Delray Me this year. It was called I Surrender. I listened to it and listened to him sing it one time. I'll say I've heard him sing it one time. And it didn't really have any effect on me. I thought it was an okay song. My buddy Alex sat next to me and he said, listen to it. Bobby sang it again about 2 nights later. Anybody that was there on Friday night just saw me break down. I just broke down. Because I understood the concept of it. Because I listened. And I really opened up my ears and I tried to open up my heart and just let that message just flow in. You ever open up a book and you sing a song and you don't smile when you sing it? You need to go back. You need to read the verses. You need to read the chorus over again. Because there's a message. There's a message. Go back, read it, and listen to it. Every hour of the day seems like it could be very, very hectic. Every hour of the day seems to build up more and more, and it seems like you've got more on your plate, more on your plate. But every hour of the day, you need to be listening to what God wants you to do. Those songs that are written out here all the time about how people woke up in the middle of the night and were inspired because God put something on their heart. It wasn't in the middle of the day. It wasn't exactly when they wanted it to be. It was when God wanted it to be. It was when God wanted it to be. We are on God's time, not our own. This life isn't about us. It's not about me standing up here. It's not about me putting on a big show. It's about God. In everything that we do, in everything, in every situation, in every decision, we should pray beforehand so that we can listen to what God wants from us. There's a lot of things in this world that we try to tell you to go back in this world that is trying to feed to you and feed to you and feed to you and tell you that it's good. It's not. And that's why I'm saying pray. For every decision that you make, because God will not lead you down the wrong path, ever. Not one time. He's never made a mistake, and he's not going to. He's not going to. He'll be willing. That's the big part that we all have to talk to. Are we truly willing? Are we truly willing to listen to what God wants us to do? Heard about men that have been called to preach and ran from them for years. I'm blessed enough to talk about that. But I've heard about that, and I've heard about people that were lost. They were lost for years. We have to be willing to do whatever it takes. But his name is the Lord. Whatever it takes, no matter how small, no matter how big it may seem, you may be supposed to go and open up a church. I don't know. I'm just giving an example. You may supposed to go into Africa, start a ministry, a missionary. It's not about what you want to do. It's about where God's leading you. There's a path. God's standing at one end. Everything else in the world standing on the other end. God. Every time. Pick God. If you're lost, pick God. Don't pick anybody else. Because everybody else makes mistakes. Everybody else may think they're leading you down the right way, but they're not. That's the thing. That everybody else thinks. This world thinks that they're doing okay. But God knows student. He knows that he's making the right decision. A lot of times, we mess up. And I promise you, you're going to continue to mess up, and I'm going to continue to mess up. We're going to make mistakes. And a lot of times, when you make mistakes in life, you lose friends. Your family might push you aside because you made a mistake. You messed up. One person that has walked this earth never messed up. And that was Jesus. So why did the world who messes up billions of times a day, billions, over the man who walked perfectly, never made a mistake, never messed up, and understands the position that you're in? Because he walked this earth perfectly. You think he wasn't tempted? He wasn't tried, and he didn't have days that were really tough? He kept going. Because he had a point to be on this earth. There was a reason for Jesus to be on this earth. And it was to live and die for every individual in this room and every individual that ever be born. But you know what? There's also a reason for every one of us sitting in this room tonight. There's a reason for every individual that was ever put on this earth. I honestly believe that. I don't believe that God can put somebody on this earth for no reason. Just to set their stand around like other on their head and watch it go. I believe everybody has a plan. God has a plan for everybody. And it's whether or not we're going to listen to it. Whether or not we're going to listen to it. It's a lost person. I'm even saying this. If you're lost, in your heart, deep down in your heart, you know that God's telling you that you're lost. Listen to me. It is not mine. I promise. I've been there. Every individual that's ever been saved understands that point that you're at. They understand that point. We all understand that point. And I think a lot of times what happens is that it's lost people. You look and you say, well, I don't remember that point. I don't remember how I'm feeling right now. It's been so long. It's been, I don't know, 9 years since I was saved. So it's real hard for me to look back on that. It's not. It's very easy for me to look back and remember being lost. Because that moment when I was lost, when I was saved, changed my life. All I did was just give up. That's all I did. So if you're lost, and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, listen to what he's saying to you. He brought you with him. Run down to the
stubborn will that we seek to have. Lord, that all that's wrong will come. And all upon them the salvation of their soul. Thank you, Lord, for the power of your woman to do its work in the hearts of hearers. And ask, Lord, that even our faith grows a little weak. Because it seems like that sometimes there's a drought around us spiritually. Lord, if you demonstrate yourself to us again, make us know, Lord, that you're still in business, you're still on the road, and you're still safe. trust in the Lord and follow His behavior, because that's what we have to do. The very same. So if you trust in Him, believe upon Jesus with all of your heart, that's the way that works.
Okay.
You keep it. If you know, nobody will have to take it.
Oh!